Are you ready?
Yes, I'm always ready.
So please welcome Nora McCallie.
Okay, we are. Yes, I am here. Good morning, everybody. It is my pleasure today to talk about change. Because when I found out that today was open and I could kick this spot, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I realized what is happening and what's going on right now is a lot of changes. And so, actually, I can talk a little bit too. Next year coming up is a 9-universal year, and that's always endings, and which prelude all sorts of beginnings. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how we handle change. Because, as most of the new people don't, but I just recently became the president of this lovely society. And as I have said, I felt like a deer in headlights for at least a week. It was like, there were things that needed to be doing and I couldn't do any one of them. It was like, what? And that was one of the reasons, is that we created a change in my life. Created a change of focus. I had to cancel something I was going to do. I had to rearrange a few other things. Because when you make a commitment, you've got to follow through. You've got to, you know, follow through with that commitment. And then that means some change. But it's also, everything that you do has a sense of responsibility about it. But also when I look back over my life, I realized that what had happened to a degree was that this was a really big cycle that was revisiting me. Because a lot of years ago now, back in the early 80s, someone came to me once and asked if I wanted to be the co-producer of, at the time, Psychic ESP Fairs. And I said, I'll think about it. And what I realized at that time was that as a reader and a teacher, I could meet certain people. People would come to me, but I couldn't reach everybody. But by creating a venue, then people could come and meet other people that they needed to meet. So it was like creating this umbrella, and for 11 years I did that. And Jason here, that's how I met Jason in the good city of Victoria one time. Yeah. And was we, now paths have crisscrossed. And so it's like all of a sudden I realize I have an opportunity here with my great board that I have, these younger women that's full of vim and vigor, to also create a place where people can come and learn about metaphysics, which I have studied for pretty well ever. So I wanted to talk, what brought me here is, and it's changed my world. I have meetings now I have to go to. Those nights I can't watch my TV shows. Or like this morning, I had to leave my soccer game that I was watching early and I won't know what score until I get home. All these things that go on, right? That you change and you're happy to change them, but when you're a little older as I am, sometimes change is not as easy. But it's something we still endure and have to deal with. And those changes that we want, because change happens in two ways. When we prepare for change, when we know we're going to change, like when I knew I was going to leave the coast and move up here, we're able to change. I had people come in and help pack for me. They were crying because they didn't want me to leave. I had students saying, do you really have to go? Yes, I have to go. But I was prepared. And if you'll notice this symbol here, there's a light here somewhere. The light, there we go. This side here, his is established world, and he's stepping out and letting it go. Because I thought I'd bring some tarot symbols into it, because you all know that's what I've studied forever too. And so this is a way we've planned for it, we're prepared for it, and we want or desire it. Those changes really we welcome. And I don't know about you, but when I go to leave something that I've planned, I always go and say goodbye. I say goodbye to the apartment, I say goodbye to the house, I say goodbye to whatever it was that I've left. And I've had a few moves. I'm actually not a person that has moved a lot in their lives. Oh, the big country move, that was the biggest one, 63. If you wondered if I have those of you that don't know, I do have a little bit of an accent. So, we know that we're good. So it's easy to change when we plan. And then when we plan, this is the major thing here, We can let go as we move forward. And here again, all these is what's been created, and it's not very clear, but this man's very strong, dressed in red, which is action, and he's leaving behind the old and stepping forward. But this is the one that's hard. When change happens unexpectedly, when it comes out of the blue, and I'll come back to that picture in a minute, the first key that we need to do is accept what's happened. The second thing is to let go of your expectations of it being different. And I'll explain why when we look back at the picture. And begin these steps to adapt to the change. This symbol, the tower, looks, people see it when they come for readings, and they just kind of go, what on? The only other one that upsets people is the death card, and I just say, oh, that really needs to say rebirth, but whatever. Now, a couple of things that are really important in this symbol. Well, there's a lot of things, actually. I'll tell you what I got from this one time when I was thinking, you know, I really need to understand this whole symbol better. So as usual, when I want to find out something or work on something, I meditate on the card. What does it tell me? And it told me a lot of things. But one thing it taught me was that everything adds. Doesn't matter what it is. We may have a judgment about it, that it's good or it's bad or whatever. But whatever it is going to add to you. Now, you think, how on earth does it add? But it does. Out of the blue, life comes along, and whatever our life that we've worked for has been struck, and our world begins to fall apart. Now, hands up, how many people have had that happen? Out of the blue, one day, yeah, we've all experienced that. You know, I remember my husband coming home one time and telling me he was leaving me. And it was like, where did this come from? It was a lot of years later when I actually left, but just not I left. But it was like that. But it was like my world crashed. I had no expectation. I expected to be married forever and ever, and I was, bop, bang, there it goes. And that's just the first of many that have happened over the years. That was major. Now, the materialistic crown, in other words, that which we have created, flies away. That's lost. Boo hoo. Poor me. And two people fall from the tower. And this is where the secret is. The fellow on the right here still has his crown on his head, even though he's falling backwards. And he's falling backwards where he cannot see where he's falling. And he's falling away from what we call these yards of light, which is your philosophy, your steps of how you work and how you do. Now, this here, this gentleman on your right, he doesn't have a crown on his head. He doesn't have a crown at all. And so he also has his arms open. And there's one yard of light in there. And it's the higher kind of journey of the tarot that's actually depicted in here on how to grow up. Grow yourself back on up into life. That he can see where he's falling. He's in command of what's going to happen. Maybe he's a tumbler. Maybe he can get hit to the ground and tumbles or whatever. But he's going to survive this because he knows what to do. Now, one of the major steps that we find is acceptance. Jen touched on acceptance. The acceptance of what is. You see, I was quite rigid. For those that know me know this is no surprise. I was quite rigid. Like, I have a rigid chart, actually, for the astrologers in the group. And, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to work. And so when something comes in that changes everything, it would always take me a little while to get really aware of how that, what to do with this. So another symbol, which I don't have here in the tarot, is the Hanged Man, which is the law of acceptance and talks about accepting things as they are. Because you know what? I was like, but I want it to be that way. And how come it's not that way? After all, as we're learning through metaphysics, we're supposed to create a reality, right? So if I'm creating my reality, how come I haven't got that, which is what I want? And this is what happens with a lot of people. I've done a lot of thinking about this. The majority of our world we create from our reactions to what happens to us. And we don't often think about what do I want to get out of this? What is this adding to me? Where is this taking me? Instead, we just react. And in the reaction, well, we probably jump from the fat to the fire. And then we have another reaction and another reaction. Why? Because we don't accept the reality of what's happened. We want it different. We want it to be different. And so we don't recognize that by accepting, we can then decide how we really want this to be. It took me a lot of years to learn to accept, a lot, too many, this white hair. Because it takes acceptance of 100%. And even though I had a situation in my life I accepted, I thought 100%, I was probably 98%. But that 2% meant that I didn't make a decision. You see, your life is created by the decisions you've made. The great ones, the not so great ones, whatever, they have led you to this day. And sometimes when we look back, we go, oh, Jesus, what did I make that decision for? What, how come that happened? And this is where your self-forgiveness comes in. This is where all the elements of what we're wanting to create and do all arise by just saying, it happened. It went that way. So right now, in this moment, what am I choosing to do for me now? What am I choosing to do in this moment to where I want to go? So the first step is always to accept what's happening. Because you're not going to make a change until you've 100% accepted this is it. And you might be that when you accept that, you don't have to change anything. You're quite happy where you are. All the circumstances that require where you are is where you are. And you're comfortable with it. It may not be perfect, but it's not enough for you to actually go and say, okay, I'm going to make these other changes. And we do that periodically in our lives. We come into account, where are we? Are we happy? Are we creating and doing what we want? Last year, as many of you know, I was very ill. I didn't like it at all, but in the end, I just had to accept this is the road I'm on. And eventually, I found what was wrong with me, and eventually, I got the right things that I needed to be on in order to get things started back. And that's a year now. Am I back 100% as I was? No. And I'm pretty close in lots of ways. I just can't really do it too much. So that's life, right? That's what life's about. Acceptance of what is, and then decide what you want to do with it. So I've learned how to say no, and when I overdo it, it's like, okay, can't do too much for the next few days. So I can get back up and do what I want to do, and move into the direction that I want to move in. So am I changing anything? I think I'm changing in a lot of ways. In fact, I know I'm a lot more flexible now than I used to be. Because at the bottom line, it doesn't matter. What matters is, how am I in this present moment? Am I enjoying myself? Am I doing something that's worthwhile? Or am I just so sitting watching my TV shows? Because I can do that very, very easily. When you've been sick for a long time and you can't move very well, you tend to get entertained somewhere else. You get tired of being in your own head all the time or visiting other ethers or being okay, let me just veg out here. I don't think about the pain. I don't have to think about anything except what's going on out there. But you can only do that for so long. Because eventually it's like, what do I really want? What do I need to accept? So when we talk about change, I truly feel it's about acceptance of where you're at. If something unexpectedly comes in and literally wipes you out, just accept. What do I want to do with this? How do I want this to go? What do I want to create? Because you are the creator, but what most people don't realize, you create through decisions that you make. You create by having a vision,
Now, I've had some visions that haven't come true in my life. Has other people had that? Anyone else had a vision of desire or want? Most of you are really not very comfortable with putting your hand up on that. First question I had, hands were really up high. Everyone claimed that one. But it's like, oh. Because, you see, there's this thing that says we're supposed to create what we really want. But sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes time. When I'm teaching goal setting, interesting, I didn't know I was going to go into goal setting, but here we go. When I'm teaching goal setting, I used to take courses. I'm going to double back a bit here. I used to take courses, and people said put a time limit on it. Has anyone taken a course where they've done goal setting like that, and they say put a time limit on it? Is there anybody besides me that absolutely hated that? And I'll tell you why I hate it. It put tremendous pressure on me. We talked about anxiety, and then I'd get anxious. And you know what? Even if I could have created in that timeline, I wouldn't have, because I got too tense up about it happening in that timeline. And finally, I threw it out the window. So this isn't for me. This is what I want. And what I found is, when it arrived, it was always when I was the most ready. If I had created that when I wanted it, it wouldn't have been the best. Because we tend to envision, and our desires and our goals tend to be out there. But we're not there yet. And I always think of, I'm going to use a God word here, that universal computer up there has to work everything to intersect with your path. So the God element takes the time, has to figure it out. When's it going to come in? And you know, in my life, when things have worked, it's like, yeah, I really wanted this. Sometimes years later, forgotten about it, actually. Oh, yeah, I remember wanting this. Now it's come in, I'm ready for it. So again, acceptance. Acceptance of what is. When it is the appropriate timing, it will come in. And sometimes it creates phenomenal change because it comes in like, whack, I'm like, what am I doing here? What am I doing in this place? Oh, right, I asked for this way back there. And we forget that. What have we really asked for at different times? Or you might have a great desire to have something and it doesn't appear. Why not? Everyone says if you have a desire, you put the energy in, you see it, you visualize it, it's supposed to be there now. And I know some of you, because it certainly has happened to me, it's like, no one's listening. Nobody's heard me. And I can shout inwardly very clearly. So where is it? But you see, you've got to understand the philosophical side of things. It's not just about creating what you want when you want. It's about recognizing that your highest and best is always being activated, even if you're not aware of it. And that's why I say when things are showing up in my life, it's because I'm ready for them, even though I may not even know that. Or it's opportunity. Now, also, when things show up in your life, you still have a choice of saying no, because we have free will. There was a time in my life when I said yes to everything. It was not a good time, because I had lost my discernment of what was really for the best for me. I just knew I was so, at that time, I knew I was so loved that everything that crossed my path must be something I must do. Because it was all for my benefit. Well, that's not what we're here for. We're here to be discerning and to grow and to understand and be able to decide for ourselves, is this really what you want? Is this really the path you want to be on? And so you grow. Because if you don't, all of a sudden, that tower that I showed happens in your life and you go, how did this happen? I was on this path. Everything was working. I'm just so loved. It's all coming to me. What am I doing here? And it's like going back. It's almost sending you back to square one, and you begin again in a sense. Except, of course, you've still got all your other experiences. But that, for me, that's been my life a lot. big changes happening out of the blue and sets myself on a path that can be quite different than what I anticipated.
So how do we choose to walk the path? How do we choose to handle change? How do we choose to do all those different things that we need to do? And this is what I want you to remember as we go back here and look at here. Hang on, that was too far back. Jeepers. First of all, no matter what is going on in your life, accept 100% that it's happened or you're in that spot. Then let go of your expectations of being different. How many times do we go, we have an expectation that something will change, it will become different. It will be exactly like we want. But we do not live our lives by ourselves. If we're in relationship, for instance, especially close ones, you can't tell what they're going to do. So we let go of the expectations. By the way, to me, all your sadness, all your hurt, all your pain comes from having an expectation that's not based in reality. If you look back, you'll see you have an expectation, then it crashes into reality, and you go, poor me. But I feel it's really about not accepting that your expectation wasn't based in reality. You didn't look at the reality. And a lot of us are like that. I certainly was for many years. Because I wanted it this way, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And then begin the steps to adapt to the change. Begin the steps. It doesn't mean that you have to go and change everything dramatically. Sometimes you have to do research. Sometimes you have to figure out. You have to talk to people. Especially if it's a relationship issue. You've got to find out where all the components are. And then you can make those decisions that are so important that's going to get you where you want to go. Just go back this way, I think. So I want to leave you with this thought. Change is inevitable. It's how you handle it. My groups, it's not the event that's important. It's how you handle the event. It's what do you choose to do? Have you accepted 100% that this event has occurred? And what do you decide to do with it? Feel be a victim and feel sorry for yourself? Or recognize, oh, this is an opportunity. Let me rebuild. Let me draw on what I already know and learn more and grow and be and become that person that you know inside that you truly are. You all have a light inside that's connected to the great essence of being. God, if you will. I know people don't always like that name. I think it doesn't matter what name you use, personally. I usually call it Source or Divine Essence. To me, it's an essence. When you know that... Can I take two minutes? When I talked about becoming the president of the society, and I sat there with my head in the hair lights and realized that it is a responsibility to lead, to support, to move forward... I was sitting there, and I felt this fear grow up in my gut. It wasn't in my tummy, it was way down. And so I sat and I observed this thing, and it grew. It just grew and it grew and it grew, and it was totally fear energy. And all of a sudden I realized, if I didn't do something about this pretty soon, this was going to envelop me and I'd be useless. So what I did was I remembered that I'm a child of the light. And I drew inside myself my love, the light, the essence, and literally it ate it up. And the fear left, and I haven't felt that since. And I think that's what we have when we get something going on that's a change that I didn't expect. I wasn't looking for it. It was one of those things that spontaneously happened. Is that we go, and then we remember that we're placed in the right place at the right time. That the support will happen and occur. We don't know who it is or what it is, but it will show up. And so then I got up and began to do the steps that I needed to do. And then big things began to roll and move forward. So just know that light that you have inside can encounter anything. You just got to trust it. You got to grow into it and know that you are one. Thank you.